Some of those fleeing the militant advance in Iraq have relatives here in the U.S., and those relatives are worried. Julie Khalaf is a member of a small Yazidi community in Nebraska.
I am really scared, first of all, for my own families. We have not heard from my uncle and aunts. There's been many sleepless nights for all of us. A lot of us are not even participating in school or in our jobs because we just cannot focus. We cannot focus on anything else.
That voice, courtesy of our friends at The Takeaway. The Yazidis are a religious minority back in Iraq whose members are fleeing from the ISIS militants. To find out more about this group, we reached out to New Yorker writer George Packer. He's been in contact with one member of the Yazidi community inside Iraq. Packer says his name is Karim, and he worked as a translator for U.S. forces during the occupation.
I caught up with him by phone. Thankfully, he had escaped to Dahuk with his family.
And Dahuk is in Kurdistan, right?
Yeah. So for now, Dahuk is safe, although he told me that people in Dahuk, who probably never imagined that ISIS would be a threat to them, are now stocking up on supplies and in fear of an attack. So the unthinkable keeps happening with ISIS. And now Karim and his family are refugees in the north, and their situation is fairly dire, but not nearly so much, as he emphasized to me, as the situation of other Yazidis who are hiding on Mount Sinjar with almost nothing. They just ran for their lives with the clothes on their back.
Was Karim able to kind of paint you a picture of those crowds of Yazidis on this mountain?
He didn't go to the mountain. He got in his car along with his extended family and in his father's pickup truck and joined an exodus of vehicles. And where did they head? They headed for Syria, which was the safest route for them, where Kurdish rebels in the Syrian civil war have control in that border area. And those rebels waved them on, and they took a 12-hour route through the desert and ended up back in Iraq, a very roundabout and dangerous route.
Yeah, sounds like a real flight out of desperation. Tell us, George, who the Yazidis are.
They're an ancient religion that's been in that part of Iraq for over a millennium. They are a pre-Islamic faith. They are syncretic. They take elements of Zoroastrianism, of Islam, of Christianity, but they predate the monotheistic religions in that area. They are Kurdish-speaking, which means that the Kurds, the Muslim Kurds, regard them as sort of kinsmen and have offered them protection now that ISIS is trying to eliminate them.
Secretary of State John Kerry has said the U.S. has intervened with these airstrikes on ISIS positions today to prevent what looks increasingly like genocide. You wrote, George, that this was a humanitarian crisis that could turn into a genocide. Just unpack that for us, because the atrocities were really bloody even without the threat of genocide. I mean, you could also look at the Shia a month ago who were escaping to Baghdad for protection, huddling in fear of ISIS. Why wasn't that a moment when genocide became a cause for war?
And you could also point to the Iraqi Christians around Mosul who have been driven out of Mosul, which is their ancient home. I mean, I think it's because there's so few Yazidi and their situation was so concentrated and so imperiled, sitting on that mountain with only one access road, and that road controlled by ISIS. So really, they were just going to, ISIS was going to wait them out until they all starved to death or died of thirst. And I think it was just the sheer vivid, dramatic nature of that situation that concentrated the minds of people in Washington.
And in your New Yorker story about Karim and what to do for the Yazidis, you write, the age of intervention is over, killed in large part by the Iraq War. And you yourself came under a lot of criticism as a supporter of the invasion in 2003, George. I mean, I'm just curious to know what goes through your mind now as we hear about what seems to be a legitimate cause for war as opposed to the false one about WMD.
I think any American, but especially Americans who supported the war, should be very humble about this, should really not assume that we have any moral high ground or any answers. And I also think anti-war people shouldn't assume they have the moral high ground, because what is the moral high ground in the case of people who are in danger of being eliminated? You have to look at the situation on its own terms. And on its own terms, this seems like about the clearest cut case for the U.S. military to take a limited action that we've seen in a very long time, both because of the humanitarian imperative of the Yazidis and others, and also because there's a real security threat here. I mean, if ISIS has the Mosul Dam. If ISIS can threaten Baghdad because they have control now over the waters and it could flood Baghdad, do we really imagine it's going to stop here? Do we imagine all the suicide bombers ISIS has recruited are going to stop at the area along the Syria-Iraq border and not start moving out to regional capitals and even to Western cities and to American cities? So I don't know, all the elements to me are lined up for the U.S. to take action. And it turns out that we seem to be the only people who are capable or willing to do it.
New Yorker staff writer George Packer, thank you as always.
My pleasure.